I don't care how much maids make. There is no way I could put my hands in somebody else's toilet.
Nope.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Good morning, Mud Babies, Pod People, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your overstimulated leader. That's easy for you to say. Your overstimulated leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. Yeah, I've had one too many go fasts this morning. It's afternoon now. I've been sitting here staring at my computer screen, petting the cat like Dr. Evil, yes, and trying to think of something to say to you people today, but it hasn't come easy. No. I had a very busy weekend. I went to a hippie party on, what day was that we went to? Saturday. We went to a hippie party on Saturday where everybody dressed up as someone from Woodstock. Yeah. Does anybody remember Woodstock? Anybody listening to the podcast, that is. The sad part is, I had to Google. That's right. I had to Google, bitches. There was some funky-ass dressing going on in the Woodstock days. If you follow it, you got to see the line of fashion there. There was the 60s, which kind of had the Beatle thing came in, and then the late 60s came in. It was a little more long hair and hippie-like, a little tie-dyed. So then we started looking because Miss Thang was not born then, and we were looking, and she's like, well, this is very 60s, isn't it? No, that's about 1972. Woodstock was 69. Well, there's a difference? Oh, big time. This by 72, you started leaning toward the cosmic cowboy, Southern California, long-haired cowboy hippie look there. Now, 69 was more like headbands and flowers and tie-dye and bell-bottoms and patches with stuff all over, because you couldn't buy hippie clothes in the stores yet. You couldn't buy hippie-looking things yet. So you had to make everything in the 60s, in that later 60s. So if you've ever wondered about this, or you have to go to a Woodstock party or a hippie party, make sure you get your timetable right. Now, let's go a little further on this. See, you know, 73 to about 75, more of the cowboy, hippie, Linda Ronstadt, Eagles. I think I already said that. But there was that Jackson Brown, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, that thing. Then comes 76, 77, which people, this is still the 70s, but this is disco.
I can tell by the way you use your walk, I'm a woman's man, no time to talk, it ain't long.
See, so now 70s has turned to disco. So there you go with all the white suits and the vest and the glitter balls and the leg warmers on the girls, which now, see, that goes into 80, 81 with let's get physical, I wanna get physical. Olivia Newton-John, and then you're on into the 80s and the neon. But see how it all kind of flows together? You got to be specific when you tell somebody that you're going to have, like, a party. She could have said a 60s party, and you wouldn't have known what to address. Was it Beatles-like, or was it hippie-like? So the person that invited us to this party gave us a good clue with it's the Woodstock period. So if you're thinking about throwing one of these parties, make sure you are specific about the range, all right? Did I talk a little long on this? Yeah, I faded out a little bit ago. Well, welcome on back. Party was fun, though. It was interesting to see everybody all dressed up in 60s outfits and Afro wigs and tie-dyed headbands and, you know, everybody flashing peace signs. Peace signs. That's back now, though, right? Everybody, peace, love, and understanding. Which, that was one of my favorite songs by, it wasn't Elvis Costello in the Attractions. It was Rock Pop. No, it was Elvis Costello in the Attractions with the, What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Great song, and I will leave the singing of that to Elvis Costello. Did I just hear a faint, yay, please do, leave that to Elvis. Did I just hear you say that in your car, in your bathroom, or in your office where you're listening to this? Huh? That's okay. I'm all right with it. Sometimes I abuse my singing privileges when I'm down here in the studio
basement
and get carried away because I'm all alone down here. It's me and Podcat, Pooh Bear. I've dubbed him Podcat now. It is Pooh Bear, but it's more fun to call him Podcat. Because who has a sidekick named Podcat? You can tune in. What radio station can you tune in that's like, good morning, it's Johnny and Podcat in the morning? You can't, but you can get Mudflap and Podcat right here at Remasculate. I've had people ask me why I've called it Remasculate, and here's the story. I don't know. I really don't remember. My friend Cornboy and I, when we started this, we were just looking for something that would stand out. People might remember. He was feeling really pussy-whipped at the time. And if his wife hears this, I'm sorry, don't let this start a fight. But yes, he was feeling a little pussy-whipped at the time. And I had just broken up with somebody. And we were thinking, it's time to reclaim our manhood. We need to be men again. There's nothing about men. Women have all these shows for them. The View and the Talk and the Chat and the Discharge or whatever the name of the show is. And guys get very few shows other than just sports shows. You gotta like sports to like those. And if you're not big sports fans, you don't have a lot of guy shows. What are you gonna... Well, name one. Give me one. One show for guys. No. Alright, so we thought we'd call it Remasculate. Reclaiming our masculinity. We would rub testosterone all over your speakers. And I think it was working. And then Big Bad Evil Corporation came in, put their hand down, squashed Corn Boy and myself and said, you guys are not allowed to do a podcast anymore because it's just not good for the company. And we're like, all right, so fine. And then I got canned at the radio station because I was, I don't know, for whatever reason.
I'm under contract not to say anything.
So anyway, at this point, I just thought, I'm bringing the cod pass. I'm bringing the cod pass back. I'm bringing the podcast back, and it's been fun. You guys have been great, and it's fun to talk about just anything. Now that I got Miss Thang doing the news, when I can get her to do it, we weren't able to do it last night because we went to Waterworld. That's here in Denver. It's the water park here in Denver. You ever been to a water park? You know, I used to think if you feeling bad about yourself and you thought that life sucked and you just didn't think you fit in, just had low self-esteem, just run to Walmart for a quick pick-me-up. I have now officially changed my mind. Water parks. Anytime you start to feel bad about yourself and you think you look bad or your pants don't fit right, go to a water park. 5 minutes in a water park, you will think you are the most beautiful person in the world. I've never seen an ass actually eat a bikini bottom. I saw one. I actually saw one. I actually wanted to tap the person on the shoulder and say, excuse me, ma'am, did you know that your ass has eaten your bikini bottom? Don't tell me it's a thong, because I can see it's not a thong. I can actually see folds in the material where your ass has like chomped down on this, and you haven't even noticed it. How's that possible? How do you have that much material in your ass crack that you haven't thought, I should probably reach back here and pull this big old wad of cotton out of my butthole? How's that not dawned on you? Is your ass that numb? You just, the feelings, the nerve ending stopped about 6 inches ago from the actual skin itself. Just, it doesn't make it all the way to the outside. It was nasty, just nasty. But now, don't get me wrong about water parks. I do love a good water park. We had so much fun on the rides. Well, Miss Thang does. I suffer from motion sickness. I look at the cat lick himself. His head goes up and down too many times. I start getting a little motion sick. Cat is licking himself right this second. That's why I even thought about that. I wish this was video. I would turn the camera. You could see Podcat licking his bunghole right now. Maybe he's just trying to get his swimsuit out of his ass right now. Maybe he has a little cat hair swimsuit that's got up in his crack of his butt. And I said he again. It's a she. I don't know. Why do I keep doing that? Podcat is a she. Hold on a second. I'm going to make sure. I'm going to look while she's got she's got her legs up and licking. Can't really tell. How do you tell on a cat? There's no pee-pee. Cats don't really have pee-pees like dogs, do they? That's, you know, when you rub your dog's belly and all of a sudden you think, ooh, I just touched your dog pee-pee. That's why a lot of people don't like boy dogs, because they don't like to rub their belly and think, I am touching this dog's dick the whole time I am scratching this dog's belly. And the boy dog's like, I love being owned by people because when they scratch my belly, they accidentally rub my doggy pee-pee. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, water park. Got distracted by Podcat. I do love the water parks. The rides were fun. I do get the motion sickness. I let Miss Thang do most of it by herself. She went and rode the rides, and I waited at the bottom and had, good water park food, which is a lot like carnival food, only better. I could not find anything like, fried spaghetti on a stick at the water park, and you can find that at a carnival. They did have one good thing at the Water World, the water park here in Denver. They had funnel cake. They had funnel cake with ice cream. They made like an ice cream sandwich out of two funnel cakes. That's the shizzle right there. I wanted to get one, but my conscience, Miss Thang, said, that is not good for you. That is not on your diet. So I wasn't allowed to get one, but I looked at it a lot. I actually watched people eat it, and I lived vicariously through their mouth. Is that possible, to live vicariously through somebody else's mouth? Yes, it is, Mudflap. I believe people do that often. A lot of people do that when they watch pornography, I believe. What does that mean? That is so gross. I know, but it's my job as a seer of things in the world, a seer and sharer of... What's the word I'm looking for? Is it not... As the seer and reporter of news and oddities of the world, it is my job to tell you that, yes, sometimes people watch pornography and pretend they're actually the person watching the film. I mean, not watching, in the film. Because if I was watching it, I wouldn't want to pretend to be that person. That'd just be icky. And it just dawned on me that I said film. It's some fine cinema. Have you seen the film about the two people having sex? Oh, it was a wonderful film. I felt their emotions, and I cried at the end, much like the girl did in that cinematic masterpiece called Schoolgirls Do It for the First Time. Beautiful. I give it 2 thumbs up. It is so not cinema. I don't even know how I got there just when I said the word film. Made my brain go. A lot of times I don't even understand why people pay for pornography anymore. Pornography? Pornography. What's... Boy, your Texas roots are showing today. You know, I ain't going to watch that pornography. Yeah, that's right, poor. Usually you do it for the money because you're poor. You got to feed yourself. So you get naked and you jump in front of an 8mm film. 8mm film? What year are you living in, fucker? Well, I'm sorry. That was that movie I saw with Nicolas Cage about pornography. That was a pretty good movie, though, if you ever saw it. Nicolas Cage, it's called 8mm. Check it out. But, I don't understand how they're making money off porn anymore. I mean, everything you turn to, everything is like 6 degrees of separation from porn. You could be on a church website and just start clicking links, and like 6 jumps later, you're like going, holy cow, what's she doing on that table? That's the way it is in the internet. And so everything is free on the internet. You look at like 8 free pictures, and it says, click here to join. Why would I want to join? I stopped needing you 2 pictures back. Wah, wah. So I don't understand how you're making money. The other thing is, the thing that freaks me out about pornography is that, why do people have collections of it? I don't understand that. You know, the people are like, oh, I got 50 of them. Why, you creepy bastard, all you need is one. I own one. I don't even know how it ends. 10 minutes into it, you're like, turn it off. I'm ready. I love the way they try to disguise porn on your email. Have you noticed this? When you get email and some of the porn sites have sent you email, but they've removed letters. Like it'll say HTSX. Oh, that stands for hot sex. But see, they couldn't put that because those spam bots look for words and kick it out. So you get all these, you get like coded porn messages. You actually need like a decoder ring to spin around and go, H is an E and E stands for R and R is a, oh, they're telling me this is young Asian girls in Catholic school girl skirts wearing dragon masks and nothing else. But you couldn't see that because they hadn't, they got it coded for you. So many weird things you do get in the emails. Like, as a guy, the women may get stuff like this too, and they may even get the same email. I don't know. But to get the penis enlargement emails, you ever see those? Penis enlargement. Yeah. I don't mind getting that because I realize that, they're trying to advertise their product, and God knows I don't need it. What gets me, though, is when they, it'll just say, have you thought about penis enlargement? And you're like, no, I haven't. But then sometimes you'll get an email that, like, freaks you out. It'll say, hey, Mudflap, have you thought about penis enlargement? And you're like, holy shit, how'd you know my name? Who gave you my name? Did somebody tell you that I needed a penis enlargement? Did somebody drop my name somewhere? That's bullshit, because I don't need it. And I'm delete right now. Matter of fact, I'm going to put you in spam filter and report you, because you used my name. And it hurt my feelings. Kind of. Okay, now let's really talk about porn. This is like in the news porn. This is my favorite website as of now is MSN, the Now page. I think it's actually now.msn.com. But they have some of the best, weirdest stories. And one today is, are you ready for this? Scientists create 3D rendered dino porn. That's right, the scientists have recreated dinosaurs having sex. Yeah, that will probably be at the new exhibit that you take your kids to. Walking dinosaurs. Jurassic pork. I mean, why did they do this? Why do we need this? Yes, they were terrifying giant beasts millions of years ago, but they're gone. So why do we care how they do it like a dinosaur? How did they bang? Well, they say they can't be certain, but several scientists have put together some serious thought into this subject, and they even drew pictures. Yeah, so... So as for the specifics of the dino sex, theories include coacal kissing. This says here that this is where the partners, it's a sort of combination urination, defecation, reproduction organ pushed together. The 12-foot T-Rex penis. Yeah, you're not going to get that in 50 Shades of Grey, ladies. Yep, they usually have sex in the ocean where the water would support their massive weight. What is generally agreed upon is that the dinosaurs probably did it doggy style, which is odd because it'd be a couple million years before there were even actually dogs. So next time you're in bed having sex, you're not doing it doggy style. You're T-Rexing that bad boy. Yeah, T-Rexing. Got those little dinosaur arms flopping. Oh, give it to me, big boy. I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. Jurassic Pork. Spielberg, get on this one. We all want to see that movie. Now, here's another story that's in the news that I really felt I wanted to share with you guys. The secret to tasty meat. Yeah, see, we're all on this thing here. Meat. Meat. It's what's for dinner, especially if it's French meat. The secret to tasty French beef? Getting the cows loaded. Cow tipping in the south of France just got much easier, mainly because the cows are already, well, pretty tipsy. Turns out a French winemaker who had heard happy livestock yielded better tasting meat teamed up with a neighboring farmer to ply thirsty cows with locally produced wine.
The cows appreciated the menu and ate with enjoyment. The cows have apparently built up their tolerance level and now guzzle up to 1.5 liters of wine per day. That's the human equivalent to 3 glasses. One Michelin-rated chef describes the, quote, luxury beef as possessing a special texture that caramelizes while cooking. So that does sound good. Well, of course, someone has to pay for this bovine booze fest. Consumers can expect to pay out about $60 a pound. Hey, but if it's good, I'd love to try it, wouldn't you? Is it bad that people do this to the animals? Is this inhumane that you feed wine to the cows to make them tastier to us? I believe no. I think the Bible did say that we have domain over the animals. So, you know what animals are? Tasty. PETA. We all know this one. PETA. People eating tasty animals. And this sounds tasty. What wine goes with this French wine, cow? I don't think it really matters, because the wine is already in the cow. But you might try a white wine or maybe a Moulot. Oh, I see you. What you did there. That was a pun. You did one of those pun things where you take the word and you make it something else. You made it a cow wine by saying a Moulot. Not Merlot. You said Moulot. Yeah, got it. And Jesus, that was stupid. I don't know if I've ever told you guys before. My dad raised cattle when I was a kid. I actually partially grew up on a Charlet cattle ranch. Charlet, as you may know, or may not know, if you're one of them city folk, Charlet is that French cow. No, not the wine-drinking French cow, the other French cow, the white. They're all white. Isn't that kind of racist to have an all-white cow? What's wrong with having a black cow? Nothing. That'd be an Angus cow. That's a different cow. These were those all-white with a little cute pink nose. Very tasty animals. I had one that was a pet when I was a kid named Blondie. Why would you call a white cow Blondie? Well, because she wasn't totally white. She was a blonde color. They do come in white and this off creamy color. And this one had that kind of a cream white blonde. We called her Blondie. And she would just follow me around like a damn dog. Just walk around a field. She'd bump you with the head. You know, rub me. Rub me. And my dad would always go, don't get too attached to those cows. Because, you know, they're somebody's dinner. And a lot of times at dinner, I would look at my plate and always wonder, Is it now my dinner? I'm not eating Blondie, am I? Oh, I'm sorry, Mudflap. That was probably very traumatic for you. No, it wasn't. Not if you're raised on a farm or you're a country kid. You kind of expect to eat your pet. It's almost, you know, Chinese of us. I do hope one day to have a farm again. I would love to have a cow. Just one this time. I don't want a whole ranch. That's too much work. I want to just have something that I can, you know, so that's my cow, and I like to have a chicken or two, because chickens are a lot of fun, and you could have fresh eggs, and chickens will follow you around just like a pet, too. Chicken, remember that old Saturday Night Live thing? Chicken make a bad house pet. Chicken make a bad house pet. Dana Carvey, that's who did that. I used to love it. Chicken make a bad house pet. What's he doing these days? I don't know, but
I bet it's special. Isn't that special?
Dana was always one of my favorites on Saturday Night Live. I still think he's got a lot of talent left in him, and I do wish he would come back and do something else. He'd be perfect in a sitcom, but maybe he is just so rich that he doesn't really have to give a shit anymore. Isn't that what we all want? Don't we all want to be so rich we never have to work again? But it's not really work when you do stand-up. At least that's what I feel. Man, if I could be one of those guys like, Larry the Cable Installer, I would be, you know, so rich that I would just pick and choose what shows I wanted to do. You know, you want to do comedy. It's fun to write and perform, but you don't have to do it, you know, in the middle of Butt Lick, Arkansas or something. You just like, one night only in Chicago, it's Larry the Cable Installer. And then you make a bunch of money and you go home and you don't have to talk to anybody for a while. That's what I want. I want to be able to just perform in theaters for you guys. That would be great to do theaters, you know.
One night only, Mudflap tells it like it is. Be there to witness full throttle comedy. There's no holds barred when this man hits the stage. You'll laugh till you'll piss in your pants. It's Mudflap, one night only at the Chicago Theater. Be there. Tickets go on sale tonight, 10 p.m.
Wow, I really like the way that sounded. I mean, I would produce it a little better, because, you know, I'm down here in my studio basement, and I can only do so much, but that would be cool to be able to do theaters with you guys. I would love, you know what I should try to do? I should try to get somebody like Cletus T. Judd and myself and maybe Tim Wilson or John Reap. We should get together and make a tour. We should put together like a new kind of blue-collar tour. Something that would just appear, something that would just appeal to the everybody. You know, it doesn't have to be like blue-collar, redneck kind of thing. We could just call it, we're as funny as shit tour. I mean, we couldn't call it that because they wouldn't print it. But they might, because remember they did that TV show, Shit My Father Says, but they just put the little star dot thing on it. Yeah, that's what we could do. We could just call it the Funniest Shit Tour, and instead of that, we just put like a little, that car, that cat butt thing that's on your phone computer symbol. Looks like the cat butt. We put that on there. What do you think? I like it. Do you like it? Contact somebody. Anybody know somebody that promotes tours? Get them on the phone. Have them call me. We need the new Mudflap Funniest Shit Tour. I'd do it. Would you come out? Would you buy tickets? God, I hope so. I'd talk about dinosaur sex for you people. I would talk about Jurassic porking. I'd even probably come up with some new stuff about dinosaur sex that you didn't hear on today's podcast. I'd work really hard. I'd make it the Funniest Shit Tour ever. And my next tour would be called, it'd be called Even Funnier Shit. That'd be the second follow-up tour, because you know you got to have a follow-up tour like Cat Williams and these guys, Kevin Hart, you know, all these new young urban comics have these giant arena tours, and white comics, we're still working the funny ha-ha room in Des Moines. So come on, white people, support your own kind. Come on out and support the white man, Mudflap. Get on the phone and let's get a Mudflap Funny as Shit tour going as soon as possible. Boy, Mudflap, you sure went on and on about needing a tour. I know. I don't have a radio job anymore. I'm doing comedy. I got to make some money, bitches. Come on, let's go. Help a brother out. Well, help a brother. Let me say that properly. Come on, you guys need to help a brother out. I couldn't have sounded any whiter if I'd have used a Boston accent, could I? All right, you guys have been fun today. I hope you've had fun. Miss Thing will be back tomorrow. I will get her tonight. I will help her record. Help her. I won't help her. She does it herself. She'll record the news for you guys. We'll have some fun stories. And I'll be back with some more of my funniest shit stuff tomorrow. Want to remind you to please support the sponsors for the show, Perky Jerky. Those guys have been great. I sent out the stuff. And if you got your Perky Jerky stuff from me, make sure that you take a picture and send it to me if possible. I'm going to be doing some more Perky Jerky giveaways here really soon. I want to say thank you to the people at Pop Chips. Have you ever had Pop Chips? These are some of the best chips snacks ever. You got to try them. Pop Chips has sent me some of their stuff, and I will be giving that away to you guys too. Look at this. I'm getting sponsors on the podcast. I love my life, and I love you people. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening to the office, in the toilet, in the cubicle, wherever it is you listen. And be back again tomorrow, and let's spread a little joy. I want y'all to just keep on flapping. Let's wrap it up the way we always do here at Remasculate. Say it with me on the count of three. One, two, three. God bless America! And listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu. In the basement of
the mud flap house flapping and poo. And they're underwear thing rings and noose. And poo licks herself and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three. Men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remask you?